A beautiful, fresh new day. A beautiful, fresh new moment to wake up in. Over the days here, we've been cultivating and training ourselves in deepening and expanding mindful presence. So we began by taking up the first foundation of mindfulness of body, the sensations in the body of the breathing, other sensations, the hearing, the seeing. And then we took up the second foundation of mindfulness, of Vedana, or feeling tone. That movement of pleasant and unpleasant. And our capacity to either stay steady with that, or to cling to the pleasant and push away the unpleasant. And then the third foundation of mindfulness, mind itself. Those more subtle aspects of our experience that move more quickly. The mind and thought and the concepts in the mind. And all of that has been under the light of attention. We've started to see the conditionality, the way each mind moment conditions the next, and the reactivity. Jill led us yesterday in a beautiful exploration of where the clinging is, where we cling, where we identify, and the way we identify with certain ideas about self, who I am. And we can ask ourselves, where is the selfing as a verb? Where is selfing happening? And we can start to see into that and to deepen our level of mindfulness so that we can take the seat of the compassionate witness. To have a greater ability to let go of the clinging and identification with these patterns of mind. And with the stilling and steadiness of mind, perhaps things that were initially sticky, we're now sometimes able to simply observe. And ultimately, there's nothing that we exclude from our experience. So today, we deepen the practice further to what's called choiceless awareness, choiceless moment-to-moment awareness. It's sometimes called bare attention. And at the beginning of the retreat, we directed our attention towards particular objects of attention. When we sit in choiceless awareness, there is no specific object. We're not trying to direct our attention to any one of those objects of experience. We're simply sitting in that open, expansive, choiceless, moment-to-moment awareness. And it can be quite a shift, particularly if you're used to focusing on an object. It can be a little difficult to just rest and abide in that clear, formless space of awareness and to be steady there. So some metaphors are helpful here. And the first metaphor is the mirror-like wisdom of mind. So mind is like a mirror. Awareness is like a mirror. The mirror doesn't reject anything. It's just open and receptive and inclusive of whatever comes before it. It doesn't say, oh, I don't like you. I don't want to look at you. Mirrors don't do that. They just reveal what is. Non-judgmental, non-discriminating, very open and receptive and spacious. And another metaphor I find useful is to imagine a room with six doorways, and you're sitting at the center of the room. The six doorways are the six senses. Information comes in through each of the six doorways, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, and thinking. And your job is to sit at the center of the room and notice thoughts arising, sensations arising, sounds arising, the moment-to-moment flow of experience, and to not be hijacked by that or dragged off your seat, not overwhelmed by the information coming in, just sitting there and noticing, not choosing, no agenda, no manipulation, no meddling with the experience. Just a steady centering in the middle of the room. The ability to observe the moment-to-moment arising and ceasing of experience. Rumi wrote a lovely poem that speaks to this. You may have heard it before. Called the guest house. He says, this being human is a guest house. Every moment a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So welcoming all the many parts of you, welcoming each and every single thing, opening to the intimacy of each moment. So that the compassionate witness is at the center, in the driver's seat. Mind and thoughts are not in the driver's seat. Spacious awareness is at the helm. And then mind, this amazing capacity of thought and intellect, is at the service of that which we are. And there's a deeper freedom available to us beyond the mind. And if there's stability in the mind, and we're focused and connected and still, and there's presence, less effort required, not so much to do, we can just let go and focus on the awareness itself. Because there's a deeper stage to this metaphor. We let go of the center of the room where we sit. There's no center, no me. The room is still there. The sensory experience is still coming. And we just drop into, dissolve into that spacious awareness. Resting into the awareness itself, that knowing quality of mind. We can notice that mindfulness itself comes and goes. The movement between presence and being lost. Mindfulness arising, revealing itself to awareness when we realize that's happened, that we've become lost. And how is it that we come back? Can we really say, I did that? We just suddenly arrived. We didn't do that. Suddenly, we woke up. We were back. So mindfulness comes and goes, just like anything else. Awareness touches us, but we don't possess it. We're not in control. It's not in our control. We can cultivate a connection with awareness through our willingness to simply be here bearing witness without reactivity. And we might find ourselves then identifying with awareness. I am the observer. We might find the sense of self is strong. But I am the observer is just a thought. It's not me being aware. Or the sense of self may be not so strong. Maybe not I am awareness or not me and what's happening, but just what's happening. No one who is aware. Just the simplicity of life revealing itself, sensation, thought, sound, moment by moment, appearing and disappearing, quite on their own. So the sense of self can be strong. Sense of self can be weak. Or it can disappear completely And just noticing that flow from the contracted self to there being a very fluid attachment to self. Self feeling perhaps a little more porous, less identification with the process. And what's important there is to notice, just resting in what is, at ease. We can notice also what is there and what is not there. So the absence of sound, the silence. Sound arises out of the silence and it returns to the silence. The silence is always there, even when there's sound. Silence is the backdrop upon which the sound is revealed. And stillness, we can notice stillness when there's no movement between one movement and the next. There's stillness. And the stillness is always there, even when there's movement. Forms emerge from emptiness, that not separateness, not fixedness, of which all forms are empty, arising out of each other, flowing into each other. Teacher Christopher Titmus says, awareness is always there, but sometimes it's obscured by clouds of self arising, like the clear blue sky across which clouds pass. Going from the clouds block the sunlight to the sunlight reveals the clouds is a shift that is radical and liberating. Going from self blocks the awareness to awareness reveals the self. Everything that comes forth reveals ourself. Self is born of all things. Not self gives rise to all things. So we can give great interest to the fact of being aware. In every moment of the day, we can notice this amazing truth that whatever is happening, we have the capacity to be aware of it. So I invite you to use this time wisely, now that we're deep into the retreat, and give yourself fully to this practice. Ryokan, the poet, says, "The rain has passed, the storm has ended, and the sky is clear again. When your heart is pure, all things in this world are pure. Let go of this fleeting world. Abandon your struggle with yourself. Then the moon and the flowers will guide you along the way. And when the sky is clear and the mind is still, this is where we meet all beings in that great compassionate heart. So when we're steady today, allowing ourselves to move to bare attention, when we're not caught in reactivity, we can trust the fluidity, the organic movement, and give ourselves to it. And when there's stickiness or reactivity or distractedness, bringing more emphasis again to the body breathing. Another analogy for choiceless moment-to-moment awareness is that of a river. A river moving, flowing. Everything is the river. And there's a beautiful passage in the book Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse about Siddhartha sitting and listening to the river. Siddhartha listened. He was now listening intently, completely absorbed, quite empty. Taking in everything, he felt that he had now completely learned the art of listening. He'd often before heard all this, all these numerous voices in the river. But today they sounded different. He could no longer distinguish the different voices, the merry voice from the weeping one, the childish from the manly one. They all belonged to each other. The lament of those who yearn, the laughter of the wise, the cry of the indignant, and the groan of the dying. They were all interwoven and interlocked, entwined in a thousand ways. All the voices, all the goals, all the yearnings, the sorrows, the pleasures, all the good and the harmful, all of them together in the world, all of them together with the stream of events and the music of life. When Siddhartha listened attentively to this river, to this song of a thousand voices, when he did not listen to the sorrow or the laughter, did not bind himself to any one particular voice and absorb it into himself, but heard them all, the unity, then the great song of a thousand voices consisted of one word, perfection. So being present one moment at a time, listening to the river of our life. Let's sit for a while like this.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.